Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
There's gonna be a battle royal between Father Christmas and Santa Claus.
WGXC is broadcasting again live music shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And tune in for a live webcast Sunday, December 19th at 7:30 p.m. from the Avalon Lounge for Brian Dewan's annual Christmas show. That's Catskill artist Brian Dewan performing live Sunday, December 19th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 7:30 p.m. till 9 and on a live webcast at WGXC.org.
Santa Claus says, ho, ho, ho. Father Christmas glowers and frowns. He takes his staff and takes a swing and boldly says, put up your dukes. And then he takes that golden crook and hooks it around Santa's arm.
Hey, Donna.
What's on your mind, honey?
Do you know who really holds the master key to the Love Motel doors?
I sure do, honey. It's all the good people that keep this lovely radio station running.
That's right. They've made room on their airwaves for your broken hearts, our favorite love songs, and the entire community that makes this community feel like a community.
So, on this 10-year anniversary pledge drive, go ahead and type out wgxc.org/donate. And drop some change into the WGXC love pot, and you can go ahead and tell them Donna and Honey sent you.
And then stop by the Love Motel every first Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
We love spending the night with you.
From Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mark Pollock of Climax, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako at Porcupine Soup, that the town of Cairo board voted December 15th not to allow cannabis sales or lounges. The vote was 3-2, with outgoing Supervisor John Coyne and Councilpersons Tim Powers and Mary Jo Cords voting against cannabis sales. And Councilperson Stephen Karlovich and Supervisor-elect Jason Watts voting to allow sales. A standing room only crowd wanted a different decision. Resident Barbara Spoller said, and I quote, "You are our elected officials. You were elected by the people. The people sitting in this room now are clearly telling you they don't want to opt out. As our elected officials, you need to strongly consider what the people in this room who elected you are saying," end quote. Many residents were mad about the tax dollars Cairo was turning away. Sherry B. True, county legislator-elect, said, and I quote, "Great Barrington, within 3 years, I believe, they brought in about $6 million. The town ended up with like $1 million, end quote. New York legalized cannabis in April, and towns and villages have until December 31st to opt out of retail sales and or consumption lounges. Retail sales are not expected to begin until 2023 as regulations are put in place. Coyne said he voted against because all those regulations are not yet set up, while Watts claimed she was listening to the crowd. Watts said, and I quote, 95% said they were for it or they didn't have an opinion. I'm just afraid if we opt out, businesses are going to skip right over us, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The New York Attorney General's office doubts whether the state can take back money former Governor Andrew Cuomo made while writing a book in office. Attorney General Counsel Larry Schimmel wrote to the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, and I quote, "There does not appear to be the statutory authority to order payment directly to the Attorney General or for the Attorney General to determine the receipts of such payments," end quote. Jacob wants to recoup about $5 million because a state assembly report found Cuomo used substantial state resources to write the book. Schimmel also wrote that the Ethics Commission requires a substantial basis investigation report before referring recovery matters to the Attorney General, and that agencies must show they have exhausted, and I quote, "its own collection activity," end quote, before turning it over to the Attorney General's Civil Recovery Unit. Cuomo's lawyers are elated. Cuomo's attorney Jim McGuire said, and I quote, "Jacob's action violated fundamental constitutional rights and flagrantly exceeded its statutory authority. It's not at all surprising that the lawlessness of Jacob's latest unlawful action is being recognized as just that. We remain ready to vindicate the governor before a politically neutral body, our courts," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Coley Callahan reports in the Times Union that four Dutchess County men were arrested for first-degree robbery as a hate crime for targeting the race of their victim. The four men from Dover, Joshua A. Benson, age 40, and Joshua A. Benson Jr., age 23. The other two men arrested are Nicholas L. Gast, age 34, and Darius L. Robinson, age 19, were arrested for the December 6th incident. The robbers allegedly took jewelry, and one with a handgun fired a single shot. No one was seriously injured. If convicted, the four face a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Darius Robinson and Joshua Benson Jr. were jailed with a $50,000 cash bail, $100,000 secure bond, or $200,000 partially secure bond, while Nicholas Gask and Joshua Benson were jailed without bail. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, snow and sleet before 3 p.m., then rain and sleet between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., then rain after 4 p.m. The temperature high will be 34 degrees. There will be rain before 10 p.m. on Saturday night, then rain and sleet between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then snow is likely after that, with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of snow before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 34 degrees, and Sunday night mostly clear with a low of around 17 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dr. Stephen D. Brown of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Next, we hear from Miriam Gendron, her cover of Go Away From My Window from 2021 from Songs of Love, Lost and Found. The song was written in 1908 by John Jacob Niles and has been covered by many folks.
Go away from my bedside and bother me no more. Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Next we hear local music from Nelson Esposito Quintana. That's Todd Nelson on guitar, Manuel Quintana on drums, and Kyle Esposito on bass. They're mostly based in Ulster County, and this is their 2021 track Threshold.
Number
eight.
That was jazz guitarist Jeff Parker with the song Four Folks from his 2021 album Four Folks.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
Recollection, awareness of breathing, pause of the heart, pause of time, pause of numbers, solitude and company, remembering restraint. Storm came twice. Storm came twice today. In honor of my mother, I am born again. The awareness of heart, time, and the company of memory. We'll be right back.
blues as religion, sundown blues, shooting star blues, blues explosion, prescription for blues, blues. Star blackness, blackness explosion.
That was Storm Came Twice from Irreversible Entanglements and their 2021 album Open the Gates. Irreversible Entanglements includes singer Kamal Awaye, saxophonist Keir Nurvinger, who also plays synth and percussion, Achilles Navarro on trumpet, Luke Stort on the double bass, and Jesser Holmes on drums.
Number
six.
Next, we hear from Luke Stort on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devin Waldman on sax. The song's called Red Hook Blues Got Me Smiling. It's from the 2021 album Luke Stort and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Number
five. Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee cleared out a closet to record his 2021 album, Route 84 Quarantine Blues. This is the song Improvisation for the End of COVID.
Number
13 Ways of Looking from drummer Chris Corsano from Ithaca and Bill Orcutt in their 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number
3.
Next we hear music from Dry Cleaning. This is from their 2021 album New Long Leg. The song is called Scratch Card Lanyard.
Thank you.
is falling and exploding. You can't save the world on your own, I guess. Don't send me it. You keep it. You keep it. You keep it. Weak arms can't open the door. Kung Fu Council. It'll be okay, I just need to be weird and hide for a bit and eat an old sandwich from my bag. I've come here to make a ceramic shoe and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle. I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join a knitting circle. I've come to hand weave my own bugbear ladder in a few short sessions. It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. Pat Dad on the head. All right, you big loud mouth, thanks very much for the Twix. I think of myself as a hardy banana with that waxy surface and small, delicate flowers. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. A woman in aviators firing a bazooka. To make a ceramic shoe and I've come to smash what you made. I've come to learn how to mingle. I've come to learn how to dance. I've come to join a knitting circle. That's just child chat. Why don't you want oven chips now? It's a Tokyo bouncy ball, it's an Oslo bouncy ball, it's a Rio de Janeiro bouncy ball. Filter, I love these mighty oaks, don't you? Do everything and feel nothing, wristband, theme park, scratch card, lanyard. Do everything and feel nothing. Do everything and feel nothing. You've got a new coat, new hair. Well, I tell you one thing, you've got it coming. One day you're gonna get it.
Here's 2021 new music from Catskill's Amy Rigby. She released her cover of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride on December 3rd, 2021, and wrote, quote, I recorded this Bob Dylan song on Thanksgiving Day after listening nonstop to the Infidels outtake version on Springtime in New York. Had never heard the song before, and it floored me. I hope to play this live sometime, so this is a sort of exploration of that possibility, learning how it goes as I put the tracks down, unquote. Here is Amy Rigby's version of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride.
They say the wife got the husband drunk, but I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral in the Lord's Prayer. Preachers talking about Christ's betrayal. The earth just opened and swallowed him up.
then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. You know what they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. But he drinks and drinks to be fixed. Sing me one more song about whiskey heaven and your old cold-blooded love affair with Errol Flynn. See signs of compassion where conformity's in fashion. See one more stupid thing to me before the final man.
Number
one.
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 Ich kann nicht, was ich kann machen. Na tamboli, di tambola, tambola. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa, in Africa, in Africa. Bind me up, bind home. Nakozonga, Nakozonga. Ich weiß nicht, wann ich kann dir sagen. Na tamboli, di tambola, tambola, na mokilio. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Ma famille, mein Kinder, mein Großvater, Nakuzunga, Nakuzunga. Tambola, tambola, namokilio. Il est temps pour moi de raconter mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Pour que mon grand-père in Africa. Pour que mon grand-père in Africa. Yes, it's Mutus again. Bye bye. Au revoir. Bye bye. Bye bye. Tchuss. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir.
Adios.
That was the title track of Jupiter and Aquis' Nakuzunga album from 2021 on the radio at WGXC. Next, we're going to hear from Matthew Shipp. The 2021 album is called Codebreaker, and this song is called Code Swing.